أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لكل أمة جعلنا منسكنهم ناسكوه فلا ينازعنك في الأمر وادع إلى ربك إنك لعلى هدى مستقيم وإن جادلوك فقل الله أعلم بما تعملون الله يحكم بينكم يوم القيامة فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون ألم تعلم أن الله يعلم ما في السماء والأرض إن ذلك في كتاب إن ذلك على الله يسير صدق الله العظيم. Beginning with ayah number 67 of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا هُمْ نَاسِكُوهُ. That for every ummah, for every nation, we have made an appointed form of worship. هُمْ نَاسِكُوهُ, which they perform. فَلَا يُنَازِعُنَّكَ فِي الْأَمْرِ. And O Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they should not dispute with you with regards to the affair, with regards to the matter. Here there is one narration that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded to Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the animal that is going to be consumed should be slaughtered according to the Sharia, in that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be taken, the number of vessels that should be cut had been concluded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and shown by Allah Rabbul Izzat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to speak about this Islamic form of slaughter which is called the dhabah, then the kuffar of Makkah began to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that isn't it strange that what we kill with our own hands, that we can eat. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kills, that we cannot eat. In other words, the carrion, the animal that died of natural causes, they used to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has killed. How come that is not permissible when Allah himself did the killing? When you do the killing, then that is permissible. So hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to certain narrations, this ayah of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the nations of the past, that if you look at the reality of it, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا هُمْ نَاسِكُوهُ. Every nation has its own form of worship. Every nation has its own way of worship. Whether we look at the dhabah itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it unique in the different communities of the past. And as a matter of fact, we will find that every other form of ibadat, the salat, the namaz, the zakat, the fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it unique in each and every ummah of the past that was guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it the Yahud, be it the Nasara. But then this deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, insofar as Islam is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This deen is complete. This deen has been perfected by Allah. This deen had been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the culmination of all the adiyan and all the ways of life of the Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam of the past. So we will find that everything else is unique in Islam. The basic message of all the Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam was that of Tawheed. The message of all the Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam was the oneness of Allah. Akhirat, the nubuwat of the various Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, etc., that remained unchanged, but the mode and the way of worship, that changed from time to time in the Shariat of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam and the prophets of the past. So when this happens, they also, the Yahud and the Nasara also, should not come and argue with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in how namaz or salat is performed or roza is observed and all the various other aspects of worship. وَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. But O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they should come and argue with you, they come and dispute with you with regards to the way and the mode of worship, then your duty is وَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. Invite them, call them towards your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ هُدًى مُسْتَقِيمٍ. But O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are in the straight form of hidayat. The hidayah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted you, it is 100% accurate. The sharia that Allah has guided you and Allah has granted you is 100% accurate. So you should not take heed and you should not be concerned about whatever they have to say. Wa in jadaluk, and if they begin to dispute or argue with you, فَقُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ, then say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what you do. Allahu yahkumu bainakum yawm al-qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge between you on the day of qiyamah with regards to the truth and the falsehood. Bima kuntum fihi takhtalifun, that you had been disputing about and that you had been arguing about. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show and prove that this deen of Islam had been a deen that was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you had been directed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now with regards to the actions of man, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 100%. He has the knowledge of it. And together with that, Allah ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, it is not only the actions of man that Allah Rabbul Izzat is aware of and Allah has the knowledge of, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Zat, Allah ta'ala is that being, that do you not know that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge, مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, of whatever is in the skies and in the earth. And when Allah has knowledge of everything, there is nothing that is out of the knowledge of Allah, and nothing that is not within the scope of the knowledge of Allah, nothing that is beyond Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has knowledge of everything. Then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of the actions of man. Allah has knowledge of what Allah Rabbul Izzat revealed to the Anbiya alayhi musallat wa salam of the past, the sharia that Allah ta'ala had revealed in the past, and the sharia of Islam. Allah has full knowledge of all that. Inna dhalika fi kitab, all that has been encompassed and all that has been written down in the kitab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, insofar as the taqdeer of man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written that. Insofar as the amal and actions of man, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written. So everything has been recorded over and above the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna dhalika ala Allahi yaseer. One is sometimes we know something and one is to write everything that we know, and that is a very, very cumbersome task. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that that is very easy for Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.